The other day, Hiraji explained dana, which is one among the three basic punya kriya vattu. So among three basic punya kriya vattu, namely dana, sila, and bhavana, Hiraji had explained dana punya. So Hiraji explained that by performing dana systematically, one can remove selfishness, one can remove extreme form of lobha, extreme form of greed. So when one performs dana, one aims for the welfare and benefit of others. One does not expect personal gain. So when we say one should not expect personal gain, it means that one should not expect the kind of gain that has no guarantee. But it is necessary to aim for the kind of happiness and well-being that has a guarantee. So, when performing dana, one aims for the benefit of others. So, whenever one performs a meritorious deed, one should aim for the kind of happiness that has a guarantee. So, in this way, by performing dana, one is removing attachment, selfishness. One wants others to be well and happy. Wanting others to be well and happy, one gets rid of one's selfishness and greed. So when one is wishing for the welfare of others, one wants to share one's belongings with others so that others will get what they need. In this way, one is removing hatred kind of dosa towards other beings. So, having removed hatred kind of dosa, one will have patience, forgiveness, sacrifice when dealing with others. So in this way, by performing dana systematically, beautiful mental states of patience, forgiveness, and sacrifice will also be developed. And the person will have compassion towards others. When the person performs dana out of metta, loving kindness, this person is removing hatred kind of dosa. Having compassion, karuna, towards others, the person is removing cruelty kind of dosa. In this way, the person is removing a extreme form of lobha dosa by performing a systematic dana. Having the knowledge that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results, the donor's mind is pure and clean, the donor is overcoming moha, delusion, when he or she has this knowledge that good things bring good results. So having this knowledge that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results, the person also has the knowledge that one's own deeds are creating good results and bad results. So one has the knowledge that it is his or her own deeds that will give the person good or bad results. So whenever one performs meritorious deeds, one should aim for the genuine kind of happiness that has a guarantee. So having knowledge, one is overcoming moha, delusion. In this way, when the person performs dana systematically, he, she is removing extreme form of lobha, dosa, and moha. Having removed extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha, one will have control to refrain from bad behavior by body, speech, and mind. So in this way, a systematic dana can support to observe morality. Systematic dana can support a good habit of refraining from bad behavior by body, speech, and mind. So King Asoka had written in inscription that even though dana is a minor kind of wholesome deed, if the person is able to do it in a proper way, if the person is able to perform dana in a proper way, he, she can overcome extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha. If the person can perform dana in such a way to overcome extreme form of lobha, dosa, and moha, he, she will be free from the gravity of these defilements, and thus the donor will be uplifted. So if dana is done in such a way to overcome extreme form of these defilements, this dana will open the path to Dhamma. This dana will open the path of charana, moral conduct. So in this way, if the person is able to do dana properly in a systematic way, this dana will be high and noble. So this is what is written by King Asoka. So when one is performing dana, one should perform this dana in such a way that it will be high and noble, that is to overcome extreme form of defilements. So now Sarah G will explain on sila. After explaining about dana, Sarah G will go on to explain about sila in accordance to the teaching of the Buddha. Dana is ordinarily translated as offering or giving, but actually dana can also mean data bhavatu, the thing or the object to be offered. And also dana can also mean chetana, volition, which is the cause of actual offering. So dana can mean the material thing that has to be offered, and it can also mean the chetana, volition, that is the cause of offering. And also dana can mean offering, the act of offering as well. So this data bhavatu, the material thing, can be offered even if one has material things, but if the person does not have chetana, volition, to offer, then this dana will not take place. Even though one has chetana, volition, to offer, but if the person does not have anything to spare, then dana will not take place. Only if these two are there, the chetana, volition to offer, and the material thing, the offerings, then dana will take place. So, in order to perform dana, one should not have attachment on his or her belongings, and also the person must have compassion, karuna, towards the one who received the dana. If the person does not have compassion, then this person will not be offering. The person will not be performing dana. So in this way, if the person does not have any attachment on his or her belonging, and if he, she has mitta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion towards others, chetana, volition to offer, automatically follows. So such kind of person can easily perform dana. If the person is able to perform dana in such a way to overcome, to remove a extreme form of lobha, dosa, and moha, there is nothing that one should indulge on these defilements. So, if one indulges in defilements, the person will be committing misconduct by body, speech, and mind, hurting others, tormenting, killing others are rooted in dosa. Based on hatred kind of dosa, one commits cruelty, hurting, tormenting, killing others. When performing dana out of mitta, loving kindness and compassion, karuna, one is overcoming, one is removing hatred kind of dosa as well as cruelty kind of dosa. So one will not be hurting, harming others. At the time of offering, one is offering together with mitta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion. One feels joy and satisfaction to see others' wishes fulfilled by getting what they need. In this way, they are developing mudita, sympathetic joy. Wanting others to be well and happy, one will not have any jealousy. In this way, the person removes envy and jealousy. Lack of envy and jealousy, one will not be harming others. Having true mitta and karuna towards others, one will not lie in order to destroy other people. So in this way, the person who performs systematic dana can easily perform moral conduct, can easily observe moral conduct as well. Performing dana systematically, he, she removes selfishness. So he, she will also remove lobha, greed, and thus the person will not take other people's belongings by force unlawfully. So the person doesn't indulge. The person does not have to indulge on extreme lobha because he, she has already removed extreme form of lobha. So the person will not bully others or harm others, and the person will be content with whatever sensual objects he, she has, and thus the person will not be committing adultery or sexual misconduct. And one will not be lying in order to gain, in order to have personal gain. They will not be taking intoxicants to have fun. And one will not do bad things out of delusion. So in this way, by performing dana systematically, a stream form of lobha will be removed. So the person who performs systematic dana can easily go on to practice morality. He, she can easily practice moral conduct. So just like the saying, if the person can perform dana systematically, his or her dana will be high and noble. So one should perform dana systematically, the kind of dana that can remove extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha, so that the person dana will open the path of moral conduct, and such kind of dana is high noble. Saraji explained that dana can also mean dattapa vattu, the offering that has to be offered. There are three kinds of offerings that is to be offered. Because there are three kinds, dana also consists of three kinds. So most of the people only know one among the three kinds of offerings. So most of people understand that material things are to be offered, but there are other two kinds. So the other two kinds that are to be offered is fearlessness, and the other one is the method of practice, how to uplift one's life. So there are three things to be offered. The first one is amisa, which means material things. The second one is fearlessness. The third one is the method of practice in order to uplift. Because there are three kinds of offerings, dana also, there are also three kinds of dana. The first one is amisa dana, offering material things. The second one is abhaya dana, offering fearlessness or dangerlessness. And the third one is dhamma dana, offering, giving method of practice, how to uplift. So Saraji doesn't have to explain further on amisa dana, because most of you already know about amisa dana, material offering. So amisa dana can be done by offering material things with good aim and objective, with good intention. Abhaya dana, the second one, means offering fearlessness. So one can offer fearlessness to others by protecting others from frightening things. So usually people are afraid of bad dictatorship, bad government. People are also afraid of thieves, robbers, insurgents or rebels, fire, flood, enemy, wild animals, poisonous snakes, and also people are afraid of ghosts and spirits that cannot be seen. So if one protects others from such kind of danger, one is said to be offering abhyadana. If one gives help in order to protect others from such danger, it is a way of offering abhyadana, a way of offering fearlessness. So, if people indulge in their dosa, anger and hatred, they end up doing misconduct, tormenting, hurting, harming and killing others. So if one controls one's dosa, then others will not be hurt, others will not be harmed. So in this way, by controlling one's own dosa, one is said to be protecting others from being hurt, and thus one is said to be offering fearlessness. So people are usually afraid of being harmed, being hurt by others, especially people are afraid to be lied by others. People are afraid to be destroyed of their wealth and happiness. People are afraid to be tormented or harassed by intoxicants. So if one can refrain from such things, if one can have self-control, one is protecting others from being hurt, and thus one is said to be offering fearlessness. So this abhaya, fearlessness, is also one of the things that should be offered. It is called dadabhavatu. Fearlessness is also one of the things that should be offered. So abhaya dana, offering fearlessness, excels so many times than the amisa dana, the material offering. So it is better to do abhaya dana, it is better to do fearlessness dana. So one should give priority, one should emphasize on doing abhaya dana, offering fearlessness to others. So if one is, nowadays there can be bad governments, so if one is taking care to have good government, then it's a way of giving abhaya dana. And if one is protecting others from thieves or robbery or theft, is also a way of doing abhaya dana. And preventing fires from breaking out, and if fire breaks out, helping others to put out the fire also is abhaya dana. Preventing floods or helping with aids for victims of floods is also abhaya dana. And also giving protection to others from enemies also is abhaya dana. Protecting others from wild animals is also called abhaya dana. And the third kind of dana is dhamma dana. Dhamma dana can be translated in many kinds, but in the word dhamma, there is a hidden meaning. Dhamma is the one that if one follows accurately to the guidance according to the dhamma, then this dhamma can uplift, help, protect the person so that this person will be uplifted. So this dhamma is the method to uplift the person, whoever practices systematically. So if the person practices the Dhamma, then his or her behavior by body, speech, and mind will be pure and clean. So the method how to refrain from bad behavior by body, speech, and mind should be offered, and it is called Abhayadana. Giving, guiding other people, the method how to remove mental impurities is also Dhammadana. So if one gives guidance to others how to weaken, how to remove mental impurities, it is also Dhammadana. So the practice of Satipatthana meditation can bring seven benefits such as purification of the mind. So in order to bring such benefits, one can offer guidance to others how to practice Dhamma so that one can get these seven benefits. So giving instruction, guidance of the Dhamma, giving instruction and guidance how to practice the Dhamma according to the teaching of the Buddha to bring these seven benefits is called Dhammadana. And now here in meditation center, the volunteers who are helping with food and lodging to the yogis to enable them to practice can also be called Dhammadana. So Abhayadana is called is mentioned in the text as Abhayadanam Pana Viripogalato Satanam Paye Pachupatite Tato Pritana Bhavena Viritapa. It means that when beings are subject to enemies and bad situation, giving protection to such people is called Abhayadana. And this Abhayadana has to do with sila, morality. So there are two kinds of enemy, internal enemy and the external enemy. So internal enemy is more frightening than the external enemy. There are two kinds of enemy. The first one is akusala vera or kilesa vera, enemy in the form of unwholesomeness, enemy in the form of defilements. And the second one is pogala vera, enemy in the form of person or being. So the first kind, akusala or kilesa vera, they are the internal enemy. So one's own unwholesomeness, one's own defilements are internal enemy. And pogala vera, external enemy, is in the form of person or being. But internal enemy is more frightening than the external enemy. 100% of sufferings are caused by kilesa defilements. So based on kilesa defilements, 100% of sufferings are taking place. So the one who does not like suffering, the one who would like to be well and happy, should gain victory over the internal enemy. In order to gain victory over the internal enemy defilements, one should be cruel to the defilements. One should not be lenient to these defilements. So Saroji will explain how important is Dhammadana, and Saroji will explain how to overcome the internal enemy. Today 1 hour is up, so Saroji will continue next day. Sadhu, sadhu.